It's not officially Friday until we get to catch up with our good friend, Vol for Life, and all-around great guy, Steve Hamer, as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. Steve, how are you?
John, I'm doing fantastic. I hope that you and Jimmy are doing great as well.
Yes, sir. Happy to say that is indeed the case, and we have had the pleasure to talk to a number of different individuals who have gone into various halls of fame, but I'm just wondering, in terms of life accomplishments, what does it mean to you to be a part of the Cineholic Wall of Fame in West Knoxville?
You know, that is one of the highest honors, mind you. I have a love for that place. My waist will tell you the same thing. It is just an absolute fantastic place. But, you know, with that picture, I'm a little concerned that, you know, almost like the scarecrow effect, that if they put that picture in the wrong spot, it's going to scare people away. So I'm glad that it's tucked in on the other side of the wall, that you've got to be looking for it to actually find it.
Well, as we're blessed to see you with a smile on your face 99.99% of the time, that's as big a smile as I can remember seeing on one Steve Hamer. But, Steve, here we are again with Tennessee baseball. I know you've been following the Volunteers step for step, but it was number 2, Vanderbilt, at number 3, Tennessee, about a month ago. Now it's number 4, the number 4 Volunteers playing host to top-ranked Arkansas. You've been in a similar position yourself. What's it like when you get that next big test after you've had one already under your belt from that same season?
You know, John, I think Coach Vitello is going to have these guys ready to play, given the fact that you can almost use the Vanderbilt series as a springboard, although they lost 2 out of 3 nationally televised games to the Commodores. Commodores are a very strong baseball team, man. They got great pitching, as you know. They hit the ball at an unbelievable pace. But for Tennessee to hang tough with the Commodores, that's only going to bode well for this series this weekend, in my opinion. That sets up very well for the Volunteers, man. You know, there's something to be said about old Uncle Mo, and Uncle Mo is on the Volunteer side right now, and I'm certainly hoping that this could put them on the precipice of something very, very special to perhaps host a region and host a super region. And I'm going to be the first guy in line there. I'm going to be the loudest guy at Lindsey Nelson Stadium. So just very excited about the opportunity to win this series versus the Razorbacks.
Steve, have you had a chance to watch B.J. Edwards of Catholic play?
I have.
He, in an AAU game last night, he outplayed a 5-star player. I thought he outplayed Jaden Springer when they went head-to-head when Springer was with IMG Academy. And though he's not a 5-star, I just wonder, it's not entirely like Grant Williams. Grant Williams outplayed a bunch of 5-stars along the way. I just wonder if you think that with Edwards stepping up against the best competition, if in your mind that makes him an even more valuable prospect.
Yeah, you know, Jimmy, I remember watching that game when Catholic played IMG, and I left along with some other people with the thought of, you know, the best player on that floor probably played for Catholic. Defensive-minded, shot the ball extremely well, very aggressive. But there's something to be said, Jimmy, about, you know, playing with that chip on your shoulder, knowing that, hey, I don't have the 5-star accolades that all of these other people have, so I've got to go out, and play even harder. I got to play tougher. I got to play faster. I think that he is a fantastic prospect. From what I hear, he's getting, you know, scholarships offers from all over the country, which is good for him. So at the end of the day, Jimmy, you know, 5-stars, they look great on paper, but, man, I want to see someone with my own eyes. I want to see someone like an Edwards. I want to see him with his tenacity and with his toughness, the way that the kid plays with a lot of swagger. I'll take that kid every day over a guy that's, you know, I don't, you know, I guess he's a 5-star and, you know, he looks the part. I want to see him with my own eyes.
I wanted to get your take on this. Tennessee, entering this season, I've seen them at various positions rank-wise, but if Tennessee is to be a top-10 caliber team, Steve, do you think they need to have a player in the league that's one of the five or seven best players in the league, or do you think they can do what Alabama did last year? And I know Herbert Jones was the player of the year, but I thought that was a very balanced team. Do you think Tennessee has enough balance to be a top-10 caliber team, or do they need somebody to emerge as one of the five or seven best players in the SEC?
That's a great question, Jimmy. I'm going to go with balance. I've always been a big proponent of balance, I think, especially when you've got the inside presence, which it seems like Tennessee is going to be able to put on the court, especially with the depth. When you've got a true point guard now that can be a facilitator, that can get up and down the floor and transition and pass and score at the rim. When you've got the size that they've got in terms of perimeter players, the shooters, I'm going to go with balance. When you have a great player, when you've got a top five player, top seven player in the league, you know, it's great. But at the same time, it gives other teams a chance to kind of hone in on one guy. You know, if we can shut this guy down, you know, we're going to shut Tennessee down. Whereas, you know, when you've got a balanced team of scorers and rebounders and defenders, it's tough to stop.
Our guest, Steve Hamer, as he joins us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. And, Steve, how excited are you for the end of the NBA's regular season, knowing that we're just steps away from the play-in?
John, I'm very excited, man. You know, this gets my juices going, especially when you think that it's almost towards the end. You've got the postseason play, man. It just brings back so many memories of you know, NBA playoff basketball. And, you know, I thought it was really ironic, John, that we had a one LeBron James talk about, you know, he didn't really say anything until they were in a playoff, you know, scenario. And all of a sudden it's, you know, well, the guy that came up with that scenario should be fired. That's pretty interesting and ironic that he says it when the Lakers look like they're going to be in that playoff scenario. So, you know, I think it's a novel idea. You know, I think that it involves a lot more teams than just the top eight from each conference, and it gives them something to play for. But at the same time, you're in danger of perhaps seeing the defending world champions like the Lakers bow out before really getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'll say this. As Bill Parcells said about football, you are what your record says you are. And to me, if you're 10th in your conference, you're 10th in your conference. And to me, that means you watch the playoffs with the rest of us, don't you think?
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly because, as you so eloquently put, you are what your record says you are. And if you're 10th in the conference, there's a reason why you're 10th in the conference. And who knows? You know, John, You got to be very smart at this point, especially if you're the coach of the Lakers. Now, you know, you could play this thing out, and you could have Anthony Davis, you could have LeBron James on the floor for the last couple of games and further risk injury, or you could take the mindset of, you know what, we're going to be in this playoff scenario anyway, and we're going to sit these guys out and let them rest. So, you know, there's all sorts of strategy that's going to go into that, but you know, for my money, 10th place should be 10th place. I mean, they've been relegated, if you will, out of the playoffs, so there's a reason why they're in 10th place.
Steve, we always appreciate it. Are you going to be at Lindsey Nelson any this weekend?
You know, John, I will be watching. We are on our way to Nashville for a family function this weekend, so I will be watching with all eyes in this vehicle. With the exception of me having them on the road,
of course.
You know, I'll be watching the screen and seeing the Volunteers hopefully take it to the Razorbacks and do very, very well this weekend.
Well, Steve, safe travels. Hope you and yours have a wonderful and safe time, and we look forward to catching up with you next week.
Thank you, John and Jimmy. Y'all have a great, great week here.
You as well.
Thanks, Steve.
Steve Hamer joining us on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline.